Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Reginald Hardwick. It's Friday, October 10th. Coming up, the Trump administration is promising billions in a bailout for farmers affected by tariffs and facing a tough economy this year. That story is just a few minutes away. But first, these headlines. A judge blocked the deployment of National Guard troops in the Chicago area for 2 weeks, finding no substantial evidence that a danger of rebellion is brewing. As Haiwa Punjani reports, Governor J.B. Pritzker slammed President Trump for sending the Guard to Illinois.
Illinois calls the deployment a constitutional crisis and suggests that President Trump's administration gave no heed to the pending legal challenge.
Look at what ICE and CBP are doing. They're wearing fatigues. They're carrying long guns, automatic weapons.
Pritzker spoke to reporters at a news conference Thursday.
They're coming to downtown Chicago, Michigan Avenue. What is the purpose of that? It's all a show.
Members of the National Guard arrived Monday, and some are stationed at a Chicago-area immigration building. I'm Haya Punjwani.
Homeless students in the Urbana School District are facing new challenges when their families look for a place to stay. Janice Nance is a district family liaison. She told the school board this week fewer private landlords are willing to take renters who have been evicted before.
I often explain to families, if you can avoid an eviction through communication or setting up a payment plan, you'll want to, because an eviction, unfortunately, stays on your record for up to 10 years, making it very hard to rent anywhere else in the area.
About 91 families told the district they were homeless this fall. They were sleeping in cars, shelters, or doubling up with friends or relatives. Both Champaign and Urbana accept donations for students, like children's underwear and deodorant, through online wish lists. A new financial literacy program in Urbana aims to help residents with basic financial skills. IPM Student Newsroom's Diana Jung has more.
The free online course is offered in partnership with the Suu Kyi Charitable Foundation. Bavon Joseph is the director of corporate partnerships in the Midwest region. He says the course is self-paced and designed to make financial knowledge as accessible as possible.
We wanted it to be mobile friendly, people on the go, you know, you're coming home on the bus or driving, whatever, and you're able to like quickly pull it up.
The course covers topics like understanding budgeting, debit and credit. The website also has tools to help people manage their finances and build strong credit profiles. I'm Diana John, IPM News.
The program is free for Urbana residents ages 21 to 64. The city has requested people sign up today, Friday. More information is at ipmnewsroom.org. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says millions of Americans will soon see much higher health insurance premiums unless Congress extends subsidies for the Affordable Care Act. It's become a key issue in the week-long government shutdown.
For the most part, they didn't know who was inside the building. They alleged afterwards, oh, it was gang activity, but no evidence whatsoever. That kind of experience, it doesn't sound like America to me. It doesn't sound like an agency that's following the Constitution or even cares about human dignity.
Durbin, a Democrat from Illinois, said on NPR's Morning Edition, the Republican-led House hasn't been called back. He thinks because Republican leaders worry they will lose more votes. Republicans want Democrats to pass a continuing resolution with no changes. Still to come, the Trump administration is promising billions in a bailout for farmers affected by tariffs and facing a tough economy this year. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, here's your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly sunny skies with a high of 74 degrees and a south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 50 degrees, a southwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 75 degrees, a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 45 degrees, a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. And for Sunday, sunny with a high of 78 degrees and a southeast wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, the language we use every day evolves slowly, over time. But the linguist Adam Alexic, known online as the Etymology Nerd, says the rise of the internet and short-form video is accelerating that effect. All this is the subject of his new book, which is called AlgoSpeak. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Reginald Hardwick. The Trump administration is promising billions in a bailout for farmers. The trade war with China has cost farmers one of their biggest markets. But crop prices are also down, while the cost of farming is way up. Harvest Public Media's Joe Schultz reports on what the bailout will mean for the farm economy.
On the cusp of fall, Zach Soltvedt looks over a plot of corn on his family farm in Seymour, Wisconsin. And he's feeling good about what he sees.
It's still nice and green yet. We haven't seen any fungus come in through here at all. On this plot, we're expecting a pretty good yield out of it.
And he's not alone in expecting a good crop. The U.S. Department of Agriculture projects corn production nationwide will be up 13% from last year. Several states expect to see record high yields for both corn and soybeans. But Chad Hart, an agricultural economist at Iowa State University, says strong production tends to drive crop prices down. Those low prices, along with trade uncertainty and high input costs, are cutting deeply into farm profits.
A lot of what the farmers could control, they did and did well, which is leading to the really strong production. But almost everything that's outside of their control has moved against them this year.
That includes President Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs. China, which bought around half of U.S. soybean exports last year, halted all purchases in retaliation. That's left farmers with few options to sell their beans, and is why the Trump administration is offering them a bailout. The administration is reportedly eyeing between $10 and $15 billion in aid to farmers. President Trump has said he wants to use tariff revenues to fund the aid. But will it be enough?
It's not going to fix the lost market problems that we're talking about.
That's Jonathan Kappas, a professor of agricultural policy at the University of Illinois.
And worse, it could harm farmers in the long run if, for example, costs stay high or we plant soybeans for a market that doesn't exist.
During the first Trump administration, farmers received more than $20 billion to make up for trade disruptions due to tariffs. Matt Rayberg is with the Wisconsin Soybean Association. He says the soybean market never fully recovered after losing ground with China during that first trade war.
We never regained that lost ground. In fact, China went shopping for a new supplier. We kind of became a little less reliable to them, and so they went to mainly South America and started buying their soybeans there.
Rayberg farms corn, soybeans, and wheat in Wisconsin, near the Illinois border. He views bailout programs as a temporary fix.
We want markets. Markets are consistent. We can bet on them. When you go to these ad hoc bailout programs, they definitely help, but it's kind of like putting a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound.
And some experts, including Kappas, the University of Illinois professor, worry that a bailout could keep production costs high.
If all these payments do is pass right through from the farmer to the fertilizer companies and the seed companies to the landlords, then the farmer's still stuck in this situation where the market isn't there, but the costs are not adjusting for what the new market reality is.
According to the USDA, farmers' fertilizer and labor costs are up 37 and 47% respectively since 2020. Back on his farm in Wisconsin, Soltvedt says farmers can deal with low crop prices if fertilizer, seed, and equipment prices also come down. But they haven't for years.
It seems like it's just becoming more and more of a gap there lately that we can't get out from underneath.
Like most farmers, he'd rather see good markets to sell his crops rather than a check from the government.
Not a single one of us are in favor of receiving those payments. Obviously, we all accept them because it's kind of to keep us going for the next year, but we don't love seeing that kind of subsidies come through.
Soltvedt says federal aid payments for farm losses are kicking the can down the road instead of fixing the problem. I'm Joe Schultz, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including Illinois Public Media. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Haiwa Punjuani, Emily Hayes, Dinah Jung, Eric Stock, and Joe Schultz. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. I'm Reginald Hardwick, Illinois Public Media News and Public Affairs Director. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk with you again on Monday.